In New York City yesterday, families of the World Trade Center victims went to the site where the buildings once stood to attend an open-air memorial service. Recovery work was suspended during the ceremony. For many of the 9,000 people who attended, it was their first trip to the site since the September 11th attacks. NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
The service was held beneath a bright, windy autumn sky just steps from the giant rubbish pit that was the Trade Center and right in front of the mangled remains of Building 5. Throughout the afternoon, plumes of water were sprayed over the still smoldering wreckage, but otherwise the site was still. Standing at a podium that had been draped in black, New York Cardinal Edward Egan spoke about the dead, and his words seemed to betray a touch of anger.
They were good and wholesome, sons and daughters of God, whose lives and future were snuffed out by villains filled with violence and hate. We are in mourning, Lord. We have hardly any tears left to shed.
Egan was followed by a rabbi, a minister, and the Muslim chaplain of the city police department, who made a plea for peace and brotherhood, telling the crowd, "Let us not let those who would do these things turn us against one another." In the middle of it all, the Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli took to the podium, and many in the crowd could be seen weeping.
Ave Maria.
As the service went on, some people held up pictures of those who had died, and a few eagerly sought out reporters afterward to talk about their family members. Pat Hannafin had a hand-lettered sign with a picture of his younger brother Tom, a 36-year-old firefighter whose remains were found in the debris.
I just want people to know that my brother did die, but he died a hero, you know, trying to help other people. It was his job to do this, but this was more like murder.
New York City has seen many memorial services in recent weeks, but this was the first one held at Ground Zero itself. Many people hadn't had a chance to come to the site before. Some had to wear face masks because of the acrid smell that still wafts from the site.
Yeah, that was my brother's tower.
Marie Gray, whose brother Tom Pecorelli was on one of the planes that crashed into the towers, stood with a friend looking toward the wreckage. City officials said they hoped visiting the site and attending yesterday's service would help bring a sense of closure to the victims' families. But Charlene Cumberbatch thinks that may be hard to achieve. She showed up with a large group of relatives to remember her brother, Charles John, who was a security guard for Fuji Bank.
I don't think the service is going to help anyone find closure, but I'm glad that my mom came down here. I wanted her to see the devastation and, you know, maybe get a feel as to where he was and what he actually went through before his demise.
For those attending yesterday's service, the Trade Center is more than the site of a tragedy. Some 4,500 people are still officially missing following the collapse of the towers, and many of their bodies may never be found. Families were given urns yesterday containing debris from the site, but many said they are still holding out hope that the remains of their family members are found in the weeks to come as the recovery work goes on. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.